The afternoon heat in this place never disappoints. My left eye blinks away a nagging bead of sweat while trusty forefinger and thumb locate and remove a mosquito on the skin just above my sticky t-shirt collar. The breed in these parts comes handily equipped with an anesthetic on its proboscis that numbs you as it drains your blood so you don't feel the itch until the feast is over. No free lunches in this place, senor. I'm seated on the edge of a simple wooden chair, tucked in the corner of a thatch-roofed jungle kitchen, somewhere along the Amazonian border of Brazil and Peru, staring down the barrel of a very intimidating, albeit colorful, jug of liquid. The weathered brown hands on the native fellow holding it out in front of me speak to the decades he has spent navigating the bush, like the generations who have come before him. His name is Arturo, and he is the village curandero. Men and women of this ancient profession are thought to have an extrasensory relationship with the local plant spirits, which allows them to harness their power to cure the sick. I've heard it said that true curanderos, or shamans, are born with this skill and have little choice but to follow the calling. Arturo, who comes from a long line of medicine men, promised to bring me some of his family's legendary elixir for strength and vitality, and well, here it is. The liquid inside the repurposed 2-liter soda bottle on the table before me is mostly transparent, revealing a cluster of twigs, leaves, seeds, and insect thoraxes floating within. This is what men and women in my tribe drink every day before we go out to work. It's got 20 different ingredients and packs quite a kick. We all use it to heal head pain. Arturo holds the bottle up to the light, proudly identifying each of the floaters and sharing a bit about what they do to enhance the brew's potency. The word heal is a tricky one. These four letters seem straightforward in the modern world, but around here, healing can involve just about anything, from a bandage and some aloe on a scraped knee, to an all-night plant ceremony that brings you as close to your existential edge as you can get, short of death itself. Heal stems from the old English word hal, which evolved into two other terms as well, whole and holy. 10 years ago, I would have thought these three words were totally unrelated, but staring into the eyes of the shaman before me, I now know better. They're as intertwined as the jet-black braid resting on his left shoulder. "Are those insects in there?" I ask, knowing the answer. "These? Fire ants. They have a painful bite, but their bodies contain powerful medicine. Really good for you." I smile and nod with feigned excitement. He twists off the fat plastic cap with an Inca Cola logo on it, and to our surprise, the bottle burps out an effervescent hiss, like a bottle of, well, Inca Cola. "Salud." Arturo pushes the bill of his well-worn trucker hat back from his brow and brings the full bottle to his lips, lifting the butt end high in the air. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 strong pulls later, he lets out a long, "Ah!" Followed by, "Ooh-wee, this is a strong batch." Then it's my turn. "Prueba, mi amigo," he urges. Judging by the look of casually disguised queasiness on the face of Arturo, who grew up drinking this stuff, I'm fairly confident it will not be a dull experience. There's a special mental place I like to go in moments like this. My line of work calls for a mildly insane streak to begin with, but repetition helps hone a peculiar skill that allows you to jump into these rabbit holes with less resistance from all those pesky survival instincts. This is a place of no thinking. There is no benefit in fearing or speculating what will happen next, nor is there a shortcut around these obstacles. They are precisely where your path is meant to take you. The only thing to do is step forward and be ready for anything. A Taoist priest once shared a piece of wisdom that I find myself reaching for as Arturo offers his potion, about a student of Kung Fu and his master. As the student's training advanced, his master would come at him with increasingly intense flurries of punches and kicks, fists thrusting through the air, interspersed with painful blows from able feet. The student's natural inclination was to try and calculate what the master would do next, but the dance unfolded too quickly for formulaic thought, each second loaded with 5 to 10 strikes that could come from any direction. If the master ever sensed that his pupil was using a patterned defense against his attacks, the punishment would be severe. "Never anticipate," said the master. "Always be ready."